Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In A Short History of Nearly Everything, celebrated author Bill Bryson takes us on an exhilarating journey through time and space to explore the vast, intricate, and often mind-boggling realms of science and history. With his trademark wit and curiosity, Bryson seeks to understand the universe and our place in it, delving into a variety of disciplines such as physics, chemistry, paleontology, astronomy, and geology. Unlike typical textbooks, Bryson's book is accessible and engaging, stripping away the jargon and complexity often associated with scientific subjects. His quest for knowledge is driven by a sense of wonder about the world, making A Short History of Nearly Everything an enriching read for both science aficionados and novices alike. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the beginnings of the universe. In this section, Bryson discusses the prevailing theories about the origins of the universe, including the Big Bang theory. He simplifies complex astronomical concepts to explain how time, space, and matter came into existence. Bryson also introduces us to the pioneers who contributed to our understanding of the cosmos, highlighting the significance of their discoveries. Through engaging anecdotes and explanations, he conveys the vastness of the universe and the miraculous chance events that allowed life to form on Earth. Secondly, the evolution of life on Earth. Bryson traverses the history of life on our planet, from the simplest organisms to the rise of modern humans. He explains the principles of evolution and natural selection, making them understandable for general readers. By examining significant fossil discoveries and the work of influential scientists, Bryson illustrates the long, complex process of evolution. This topic emphasizes the interconnectedness of all life forms and the fragile conditions necessary for life to thrive on Earth. Thirdly, the wonders of chemistry and physics. Here, Bryson delves into the microscopic world of atoms and molecules, explaining the fundamental forces that govern the universe. He demystifies subjects like quantum mechanics and relativity, showing how these principles underpin the fabric of reality. Bryson also recounts the stories of scientists who made groundbreaking discoveries in chemistry and physics, shedding light on how their work has shaped our understanding of the world. Fourthly, Earth's geology and climate. Bryson explores the dynamic processes that have shaped the Earth's landscape over billions of years. He discusses plate tectonics, volcanic activity, and the formation of mountains and oceans, linking these phenomena to the evolution of life on the planet. Additionally, Bryson touches on the topic of climate change, presenting it as a pressing concern that requires immediate attention. This section underscores the importance of respecting and preserving our planet's geological and climatic systems. Lastly, humanity's quest for knowledge. In the final topic, Bryson reflects on the relentless human pursuit of understanding the mystery of existence. He discusses the advancements in technology and science that have expanded our knowledge and the ongoing challenges that scientists face. Bryson emphasizes the value of curiosity and the endless quest for discovery, encouraging readers to remain inquisitive and open-minded about the world around them. In conclusion, A Short History of Nearly Everything by Bill Bryson is a must-read for anyone looking to broaden their understanding of the world in a fun and engaging way. Bryson's ability to simplify complex scientific concepts makes this book accessible to readers of all backgrounds. It serves as a reminder of humanity's remarkable capacity for discovery and the importance of nurturing our curiosity. Whether you're a science enthusiast or just curious about the history of our universe, this book has the potential to spark a deeper appreciation for the beauty and complexity of existence. If you would like to support Bill Bryson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.